What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode. I appreciate you guys for tuning in yet again, wherever you may be. I really appreciate you guys taking time out your day just to listen to what your girl got to say. So this episode, I wanted to dive into talking about unforgiveness, because this is something that I used to struggle with. I have overcome that, well, working through it. This is something that I have struggled with for a long time, just not forgiving. And the funny thing is, well, it's not really funny, is that I would say I would forgive people, but the one person that I have a problem with forgiving is myself. And I realize that that will hinder you in your walk. So I wanted to talk about that. Maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. But this episode is about changing your mindset. Unforgiveness will hinder you. And the question that I posed to myself was this: why is your life on repeat? Not forgiving yourself will have you repeating the same mistakes or making the same life decisions, which hinder your progress, because unforgiveness blinds you. Unforgiveness is a sin that is often left unchecked. We feel that if someone does us wrong, we are justified in not forgiving them. Our feelings are valid, and we may not forgive right away, but we are called to forgive. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not about to sit here and act like, you know, I don't struggle with this. First off, I struggle with forgiveness, forgiving myself. But I have gone through this season of like forgiving other people. So today, as I'm recording this, it is December 30th. It's 2 o'clock, well, 2:30 in the morning. It is December 30th, 2024. So by the time you listen to this, it's going to be the new year or a new year. And the reason why I mention that is because this entire, I guess, last couple of months, Yahusha has really been dealing with me with this topic of unforgiveness. I feel like me moving to Denver, by the way, if you ain't know, I moved to Denver and then I moved back to the DMV. But me moving to Denver was a way for me to truly look myself in the mirror and be like, okay, Michaela, there are things in your life that are hindering you. And I realized that because when I got out to Denver, I had time to just think. I ain't had no job. I didn't know anybody out there. All I had was me, myself, and I. And I was given the opportunity to just think and to look myself in the mirror. And so, okay, let me say this. Me moving out to Denver, in my mind, I felt like it was a fresh start. Like, I'm moving out here. I'm going to have a fresh start, new opportunities, new life, new everything, right? And that's something that I wanted. I just wanted a fresh start. But I realized that I was really just running away from what Yahusha was calling me to do, which was to forgive. You know, I learned that you can move across the seven seas. You can move to the North Pole. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, that's not going to leave you because you move to a new location. Why? Because unforgiveness is a matter of the heart. It's not a physical thing. It's not a carnal thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a matter of the heart. So I can move from the DMV all the way to California. If I still have unforgiveness in my heart, that doesn't change anything. And if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you still have an old mindset. And I recognized that when I moved out to Denver. That was a revelation I received. But anywho, y'all, Yahusha has just been dealing with me about unforgiveness in this season, releasing hurt that I've just held on for so long, with myself, with people in my life. I felt, you know, that I've had to forgive, and maybe they didn't even realize how, you know, like their actions or what they said, like, was affecting me. But I just had to get to the point where I just forgave them and released them. And the thing is that when you harbor unforgiveness, unforgiveness is a sin. And it is a sin that is often left unchecked because people can put on a front. People can hide that sin. Right? When you're out here maybe getting drunk or fornicating and stuff, you can't really hide that. I mean, you can do it behind closed doors, but other people can see that easier than you not forgiving somebody. Let me tell y'all, there are people right here who are smiling and cracking jokes with people they have not forgiven. People put on a good front. But see, you can't hide from Yah. You can't hide unforgiveness in your heart from him. And here's the thing. We will be judged by our hearts, like what's in our hearts. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart and you go before the judge, what do you think the judge is going to say? You guilty. And I don't want to diss and dismiss your feelings, because your feelings are valid. And I'm not expecting people to forgive somebody right away. But just know that we are called to forgive. It doesn't matter what the offense is. And I think that's like the hardest thing to mentally grasp, that it doesn't matter like what somebody has done to you. We are called to forgive. One of the things I feel like people struggle with when it comes to forgiveness is we see forgiveness as okaying that person's actions. Like, okay, I forgive you. But we see it as, oh, okay, what you did to me was okay. That's not what forgiveness is. And I'm really, really recognizing what forgiveness actually is, because I'm walking through that right now as I'm, you know, going through this healing journey, if you will, but truly understanding what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is releasing that person, letting them go, letting the hurt, what they've said to you, maybe what they've done physically to you, whatever the case may be, releasing that person and not holding on to them. Because it takes a lot of work trying to hold on to something that is resisting you. It is much easier to let go. Let go and let God. Seriously. I think forgiveness is recognizing that your feelings are valid. Your feelings are valid. And you might not even give that person, like, forgive that person right away. But your feelings are valid. You can still let them go. And you can still forgive them. Forgiveness is not even for the person, it's for you. You need to let them go. You know, there are people out here who, and see, let me tell y'all. One of the lessons I have learned in my life, I've learned what true forgiveness is. Because a lot of people will be running around out here, they get done dirty by somebody, and then that person says, oh, you know, will you forgive me? And then the person says, yes, I forgive you, or no, I don't forgive you. Let me tell you something. You want to know what forgiveness is? How to overcome, how to really, truly forgive somebody? Let somebody do you dirty and you never get an apology from them. Go through that. Like, you never get the apology. You never get the closure. You never get that last conversation. You don't get that. Let you go through something like that. And you're probably thinking like, well, how do you forgive somebody? This is how I know forgiveness. Sorry, y'all, I'm all over the place. But this is how I know forgiveness isn't for the other person. You still have to forgive people who will never give you an apology. They will never give you what you're looking for, which is an apology. But you are still called to forgive. People are waiting for other people to give them an apology. Oh, I'm sorry, I did you wrong. And they will be waiting for a lifetime because that apology is never coming. People have done somebody dirty and they've died. And the person who was done wrong is still holding to unforgiveness. That person is no longer alive anymore. That person died 10 years ago and you still haven't forgiven that person who's not alive. Why is that? Come on now. Unforgiveness will hinder you and it will have your life on repeat. Our feelings are valid and we may not forgive right away, but we are called to forgive. That's not an option. We don't have an option of, oh, well, you know, I'll forgive this person or I won't forgive. We don't have that option. We are called to forgive. If the Messiah who came in the flesh and was faultless, was perfect, can forgive you, then who are you not to forgive somebody else and their trespasses? I want y'all to think about that. We will need to call on Yahusha to help us to forgive others. You cannot forgive somebody truly on your own accord. And I think that's something that I'm realizing in my life. I truly had to call on Yahusha to help me to forgive. Like, Yahusha, please, like, take this burden from me. Take this unforgiveness in my heart from me. Like, make my heart pure. Help me to forgive this person. Help me to move forward because I'm tired of staying in the past. I'm tired of bringing up the same thing. I'm tired of, like, you know, trying to talk about my feelings and then just getting dismissed or not really being heard as I feel like I should, or not getting that apology. I've truly had to call on him to help me forgive. You cannot do this on your own. And see, my problem is I'm the type of person who I will think that I've forgiven somebody, but the reality is I haven't. It's just that I'm not being triggered in the moment. So, like, if I'm not being triggered by that something, I'm not reacting to it. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, I haven't reacted to this situation in like a couple years. I must have forgiven the person until I'm triggered. Like, they either say something or something happens and then it kind of bubbles to the surface. So pretty much what I'm saying is I recognized within myself that I suppress a lot of things that I shouldn't. I suppress a lot of things. Now, again, I do feel like I forgive others more so than I forgive myself. And you'll understand later on in this episode, like, what I mean by that. Because it was truly just a revelation that I had. You know, the thing that I struggle with the most is forgiving myself. And I feel that I can forgive others, but when it comes to me, I dwell on mistakes. I can dwell on the past, like on my past mistakes. Like, I can dwell on that. And I feel like it's to do with my perfectionism. Like, I'm a perfectionist to the core. Sometimes I will not do something unless everything is in its proper place before I do it, which means that I never end up getting to that. Even with this podcast, people have been asking me to do a podcast for like 2 years now. And I've been saying, oh, I'm gonna do it. But for me, it's like, oh, well, I don't have the proper equipment. Oh, well, I don't have the money to do this. Or, oh, I don't have the website. I don't have all these things. So I'm pretty much postponing doing what I felt Yah was leading me to do anyways. I've been postponing it because I want to be perfect before I do it. And the thing is, there is nobody in the Bible but one person who was perfect. Why are you striving to be perfect when all throughout the Bible, Yahushua was only using people who weren't perfect? You trying to be perfect, and Yahushua's like, I don't want you to be perfect because then I won't be able to use you. And the reality is, the only person who was perfect was me. So you are cutting me off from being able to use you. I just thought of that. But yeah, y'all, it's just me dwelling on the past, dwelling on the fact that, oh, I need to be a perfectionist, this, that, and the third. And not allowing Yahushua to use me. And you might feel the same way too. You might be a perfectionist. That thing that Yahushua's been calling you to do for so long. And the problem with being a perfectionist is that what we don't realize is we start projecting that onto other people, especially when it comes to like just relationships, and not even like romantic relationships. It could be family members. It could be coworkers, your friends, acquaintances. Because you're a perfectionist, it could start to show up in subtle ways in your interactions with other people. But I know for me, again, I can dwell on my mistakes. It reminds me, perfect example, it reminds me of driving in a car. You're driving in a car, you're moving forward, but you're looking in the rearview mirror. So your foot is on the accelerator, you're going forward, but you're looking in the rearview mirror. Because you are too focused on what's behind you, you don't see what's in front, and you can crash. You'll cause an accident, or you might miss your exit, or whatever the case may be. You know, there's a reason why the rearview mirror is smaller than your front mirror. Well, your front window that you're looking out of your car, your front windshield. There's a reason why it's smaller. There is no need for you to see everything that is in the past, everything that's behind you. For what? For what? My car that I have currently has a back camera. And the thing is that back camera. So like when I put my car in reverse, the back camera comes on. But the only time it comes on is when my car is in reverse. So when I am moving back, the camera comes on. But when I'm moving forward, the camera goes away. The only time you should be looking back is when you are trying to learn a lesson that you don't want to repeat as you are moving forward. Does that make sense? My problem is that because I'm a perfectionist and because I dwell on mistakes that I can't change because I can't change the past, I have stayed focused in the past for way too long. I have dwelt on my mistakes, dwelt on the past, dwelt on things that I cannot change. And the thing is when you don't forgive, it keeps you in the past. I feel feel like forgiveness, one of the reasons why Yahushua tells us to forgive is because it propels us forward. It allows us to move forward. That has to be the reason, because when you hold on to unforgiveness, you are in the past. You're stuck. Matthew 6, verse 14 through 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If you forgive people, Yahushua will forgive you. However, if you carry unforgiveness in your heart, Yahushua will not forgive you. Imagine Yahushua not forgiving you. We think that we can go through life carrying unforgiveness towards somebody else, but Yahushua gonna forgive us. Make that make sense? And again, he judges us by our heart. You know how people be like, oh, well, you know, God knows my heart. He sure does know your heart. He knows that you still holding unforgiveness. You smiling in everybody's face. You cracking jokes. All this stuff. You putting on a facade, but you still have unforgiveness. You wondering why your life isn't progressing how you think it should be progressing. You've been putting in the work, but for some reason, your life is on repeat. For some reason, your life isn't progressing how you feel like it should. Because unforgiveness is keeping you from the blessings that Yah has for you, from your life progressing like it should be. Don't think you're going to progress through life. And I'm really just preaching to myself at this point. Don't think you're going to progress through life carrying that unforgiveness in your heart. We need to forgive ourselves so that Yahushua can forgive us. We are not excluded from forgiveness. And that's why I wanted to even, you know, talk about this in this episode, because oftentimes when we talk about the topic of forgiveness and letting go and all that stuff, we talk about it in a sense of forgiving somebody else, right? But I want to have us focus on forgiving ourselves. Because aren't you a person? What profit you if you forgive other people, but you don't forgive yourself? And now you're standing before the Messiah and he says, I have something against you. You haven't forgiven yourself. Only for him not to forgive you. So you forgive other people, but you don't forgive yourself. And didn't we just read in scripture? If we forgive others, Yahushua will forgive us. You know you're included in that, right? You're not excluded from that. So if you don't forgive yourself, what makes you think Yahushua is going to forgive you? Why do we condemn ourselves? If Yahushua hasn't condemned you, then why do you do it to yourself? Are we greater than he? If Yahushua has forgiven you, why haven't you forgiven yourself? Because what you don't realize is that now you are making your mistake or whatever you've done in your past bigger than God. You made it bigger than him. Are you making his death on the cross of no effect? I hope not, because isn't that what he died on the cross for? To forgive you of your sins? If you come to him asking for forgiveness, isn't that what he died on the cross for? So are you saying that his death was of no effect? And when we go through life not forgiving ourselves, we will stay stuck in a cycle of repeated mistakes. Because we're stuck in the past. Perfect example. The Israelites. Y'all know the Israelites. You know how they were in the wilderness for 40 years due to their disobedience. Right? So let's break this down. The Israelites were delivered out of Egypt. And the thing about Egypt was that the Israelites were amongst the Egyptians, but the Egyptians had heathen ways, if you will. You know, they believed in other gods. They were sacrificing. They were doing unholy, unrighteous things. They were doing things that were considered an abomination to the Most High. He didn't want the Israelites doing that. But that's the type of time that the Egyptians were on. So the Israelites were living amongst people who were pretty much unrighteous. So when Yah delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, he wanted to strip them of those unrighteous, unholy, unclean ways. He wanted the Israelites to detox, if you will. Which is another reason why your environment is very important, or, you know, where you place yourself. Your environment can have a huge influence on you. But anywho, he wanted to have the Israelites detox from the ways of the Egyptians. Because one thing that Yahusha wants to do for us is that he wants to bless us. He doesn't withhold a good thing. He doesn't withhold a good thing. However, he wants us to be prepared for that good thing. He doesn't want to give us the good thing and then we mistreat it. Does that make sense? So Hebrews 3, verse 7, I'm just going to continue reading until I feel like I need to stop. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. So this is Yahusha saying, look, your ancestors, the Israelites that were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years, it was due to their disobedience. It was due to their hardened hearts. They tested me. They tried me. I showed up for them. But yet they continue to go astray in their hearts. And they angered me. That generation angered me. This is exactly why the majority of the people who came out of Egypt, they didn't make it to the promised land, because they died. It was only a select few people who were able to get to the promised land. The majority of that generation died off. Why? Because they hardened their hearts. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, you are hardening your heart. And when you have a hardened heart, how can Yahusha work through you? How can the Holy Spirit work through you? I was carrying unforgiveness in my heart. And because I wasn't releasing it and letting it go, or just kind of not addressing it, because, you know, I do suppress a lot. I'm working on it. And I'm definitely, I've gotten better. I need to pat myself on the back for that. But because I was not addressing the unforgiveness, I didn't notice that my heart was hardening against Yah. And when your heart hardens against him, it's harder for him to work through you. The Holy Spirit can't move through you because you have a hardened heart. having a hardened heart against Yahuwah was the reason why the Israelites stayed where they were, which was in the wilderness, and they eventually died. Yah wasn't going to allow them to enter into the promised land with hardened hearts. Before Yahusha brings you into your promised land, he wants you to let go of Egypt. He wants you to let go of the old. You can't pour old wine into new wineskins. Unforgiveness will keep you where you are. And the problem is Yahusha says, I need you up here, but you have unforgiveness in your heart. So you're staying behind, just like the Israelites did in the wilderness. They stayed behind. They died. Before Yahusha brings you into your promised land, he wants you to let go of Egypt. We resist the process he has us go through due to not forgiving ourselves. You are so stuck on, oh, I made this mistake. Oh, you know, I messed up things too bad and this, that, and the third. Because last time I checked, doesn't it say in his word that all things he's going to allow to work together for your good? All things, not just the good things, but the bad too. But see, you're so stuck on the mistakes. You're so stuck on the bad. What you are saying without saying is that God is not big enough to redirect your path. What you're saying is that your mistake is bigger than the God we serve. Your mistake is bigger than Yahusha himself. That's what you're saying when you stay stuck on the past, when you're trying to be a perfectionist. You are putting him in a box. You are doubting his power. Because at the end of the day, his will be done. There, you should have peace knowing that there is absolutely nothing that you can do personally to make his will not be, like, not come into fruition. Like, you are not stopping God's will. Now, for you personally, maybe how, like, your life turns out, maybe his will for you was something else, right? Because we do need to take accountability now. You know, them folks who, you know, ain't trying to be rude, but I feel like a lot of church people have this mindset of, oh, it don't matter what I do, his will is going to be his will for me. Like, basically, they think they can live their life how they want to, and then their life still be what he intended. I'm like, no. You can't live a life of sin and still get the blessings that God had for you. We literally just read in the Bible that the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and the majority of them didn't see the promised land. Yahuwah intended for them to see the promised land, but because of them, because of themselves, they didn't see the promised land. That's not Yahuwah's fault. That's not Yahuwah's fault. That was their fault because they hardened their hearts. But anywho, y'all, we resist the process he has us go through due to not forgiving ourselves. We are stuck on our mistakes and thinking that we messed things up too bad. We don't forgive ourselves. And we are saying that Yah isn't big enough to turn our situation around. That's what we're saying. Yah doesn't withhold from us. We are the ones that prevent our blessings from coming to fruition. Yahuwah has good things for all of us. But we are the ones who prevent those things from coming into fruition, which is exactly why I asked the question earlier Why is your life on repeat? You know, one thing that I've also learned, just being in the Word and asking God certain questions, is that life reminds me of test corrections. Like, you ever taken a test? You taking a test and then people fail the test, but then you can go back to your professor and your professor has test corrections. So pretty much like you take a test, you fail the test, but then your professor allows you to come back and make test corrections. And the test corrections are usually like, the sessions are usually open book. So you're allowed to use the textbook to look up the answers and make test corrections. I feel like that's how life is. And the thing is, that's actually how you learn. I feel like a lot of lessons in life, they repeat themselves until you learn the lesson. Why is your life on repeat? Your life is on repeat because you keep on making the same mistakes. And you keep on making the same mistakes because you don't forgive yourself. I promise this, you might be a little lost right now. I promise this, it's going to come together because I'm going to read something from my journal that I wrote down. And I just wanted to share this with you guys. I was going to keep it a little private because this is my journal now, but I wanted to share it with y'all to bring it into, to give y'all like some context. Because you probably like, girl, what is my life being on repeat and not forgiving myself and making the same mistakes? What does all this have to do with anything? So let me read what I wrote in my journal. Okay. Perhaps I'm struggling because I'm resisting. I'm resistant to the process. That's why I'm struggling. I've had money issues only when I left my jobs because I didn't want to stay there and wanted to make more money. I resisted at Closet America. That's where I used to work. Closet America and my last job. I put myself on a timeline based on my timeline, not Yas. What if Yahuwah didn't call me to leave my job? He could have called me to stay and I would be pursuing my master's. But now I'm out of work once again, having financial issues because I won't stop resisting. I've been resisting Yahuwah for a while because I've been trying to get back what I feel I'm owed. I just feel everything has been stripped from me. My vision of how I want my life to look, my career, my education, opportunities, my chance at love, which, by the way, y'all, child, I might have a story for y'all later on. I ain't gonna talk about that, but we gonna leave that for a different episode. But anywho, my education opportunities, my chance to love, my independence, just everything. And I feel that Yah is keeping these from me, though I know this is a lie because he doesn't withhold good from us. It's just us who keep resisting him. And then I wrote, you know, Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Yah doesn't withhold good. We just resist it. We fight against it. I think I've been fighting against it because I haven't forgiven myself. I beat myself up over mistakes in the past, essentially condemning myself. I'm allowing one mistake to condemn my future. It's like I'm trying to make up for my past, so I'm in a rush to get my life back, my career, independence, etc. But Yah doesn't want me doing it on my own. I'm resisting the new thing he's trying to do in me. In order for him to do a new thing, I have to stop resisting and give up how I think my life should look. And I'm going to continue reading, but I want to stop there because I want to give y'all some context. And I'm be like really vulnerable right now. So for me personally, I feel like one of the biggest mistakes I've made in my life is actually going into the military. And I know that sounds weird, for people, because I went into the military as an officer, a lot of people will see that as like this achievement, like, oh my God, this is a huge achievement, yada, yada. But for me personally, and mind you, I've just finally gotten to the point now where I've accepted, like, I was an officer in the military. This is a part of my journey. It is what it is. You know, so I don't feel any type of way like now. I've finally gotten to that point. But before then, I really struggled because I feel like this is one of the biggest mistakes I made in my life. And here's why. I have like given up so much and sacrificed so much to even get to like commissioning as an officer. Like, I just think about the opportunities that I had that I gave up because I was so tunnel vision focused on becoming an officer. There were schools that I could have went to that I didn't go to. I specifically went to Tuskegee because they had an Air Force ROTC there and I was on scholarship. But there were other schools that I wanted to go to. I gave up playing basketball because in my mind, I wanted to be focused on ROTC and basketball was going to get in the way of that. Essentially, if anything was going to come in between me focusing on ROTC in order to commission as an officer, I wasn't dealing with it. ROTC was my number one priority. And I mean with everything. There were, you know, relationships that I felt like I could have nurtured more if I didn't have the mindset that I was leaving the DMV. Like, you know, I think back like, oh, maybe I could have nurtured that relationship more, but I had the mindset that, look, I'm not even going to be here. So it's really just no point. Like, we're not even going to be talking like that. So what's the point of having anything serious? You know what I mean? And I just think about just how different my life would have been. But again, there was so much that I had went through, sacrifices I had made in order to become an officer in the military. So when I say like I feel like it was a mistake, I say that because as soon as I got into the military, I realized this is not where God wanted me. So it was almost like I did all that sacrificing and giving up relationships. And that's why I said, you know, my chance of love, but giving up like relationships with like friends that I had, opportunities, just giving up so much to get into the military only to realize that's not where God wanted me to go. So I feel like I did that in vain. And it truly just changed the trajectory of my life. And it hits different when you sacrifice. You get the thing that you were trying to accomplish. You get that. Only for God to be like, this is not where I want you to be. And then you get out of the military only to end up back at home. And to me, it's like, I'm back at square one. But the problem is that life continued. It's like going to jail. I'm going to compare the military to going to jail, but it's like going to jail. You went in the jail in the year 2000 and you get out in 2024. Life still continued. So much has changed since you went into jail in 2000. People have changed. People have moved on. Things are different. The job market is different. Like, things are just different. And for me personally, it's kind of a surreal feeling because I'm just like, wow, like I'm back at square one. Like, but things have changed. So much has changed. And I found myself just beating myself up because, again, I felt like that was one of my biggest mistakes I've made in my life. So one, I'm beating myself up, but I'm trying so hard to get back what I feel like I'm old, get back a career, you know, oh, I should be married right now. I would have been married by now. This, that, and the third. Like I would already have my master's. Like I'm trying so hard to get my life back, if that makes sense. Maybe I confuse somebody. I don't know. And I find myself resisting the process. It's almost like God is like, I want to do a new thing in you. See, I have a vision of how I want to get back to how I was. I want to have my own place. I'm independent now, but you know, have your own place, you know, just have your own. I had that in the military, but it's a little different financially when you ain't relying on the military paying your bills. And I've been going about it trying to get that back how I think I should get it back. How I've been going about doing things. And it's like God is saying to me, Michaela, I have you starting from scratch because I want to do a new thing in you. But see, y'all, my mindset, unforgiveness hinders you because it keeps you in that old mindset. God cannot work through you how he needs to work through you if you have unforgiveness. And the biggest thing for me was me not forgiving myself. So I want to continue reading in my journal. And I said, my mindset needs to change. The same test, but a new mindset. Me starting from scratch, y'all. And the thing is like, I'm not even starting from scratch, but you know, I promise it'll make sense. But me starting over. This is the problem. We try to start over, but we try to start over with the same mindset. Where you think that's going to end you? Where you think you're going to end up? You tried it the first time with that mindset, and then now you got to start over. And the problem with us is we try it a second time, but with the same mindset. What you think is going to happen? You're going to have to start over. Which is exactly how I felt when I left the DMV and moved to Denver. And then only for me to go from Denver back to the DMV. But now this time's like third time's the charm. Now I have a new mindset. Why? Because I realized it was unforgiveness that I needed to address. But anywho, let me continue reading. My mindset needs to change. The same test, but a new mindset. Just like my PMP test. All right. So I'm going to use this as a perfect example. My PMP test, and for those of you who don't know what the PMP test is Project Management Professional Test. So I am in the project management industry, right? And I have been trying to get this certification for a minute. I've been postponing it, but I finally buckled down to study for this test. And this test is not an easy test to pass. Like a lot of people fail the test. People spend thousands of dollars on training, and it's one of those certifications where it legitimizes you in the project management industry. Right. So I know I needed to, I knew that I needed to get it on my resume. So anywho, I studied for this PMP test, right. And I actually took it, December of 2023. I took the test. I studied. I was studying for months, putting in that work, feeling confident, went in, took the test. I failed the test. And your girl was devastated because first off, I didn't spend $500-something on the test. We can start there. And in order to take a retest, you had to spend like $200-something. But the fact that I studied and I tried hard, and I failed the test. And you know what? I was about to give up and be like, man, screw this. I'm not doing this no more. But, you know, my parents encouraged me. Oh, no, you know, take the test again. Take it again. So guess what I did? I signed up to take it in July of the following year in 2024. Well, this year, July of 2024. And guess what I did the second time? I changed my mindset, and guess what happened? I was successful. And here's what I wrote in the journal. Coming back home, you know, from Denver is the equivalent to me taking my PMP test the second time. I have to change my mindset. It's not about what I think the answer should be. It's about what the company thinks the answer is. I have to take on the mindset of Yahuwah. So with this PMP test, y'all, you want to know the key to the test? The test wasn't about how you should answer the questions. The test was about how the company or the test administrators, how they wanted you to answer the questions. Does that make sense? I literally had to take on their mindset in order to pass their test. I want that to marinate for a second because I hope y'all catching this. I studied for the test the first time. And I took the test and I answered the questions how I felt the questions should be answered. And I failed the test. I took the test the second time. I changed my study habits to I'm going to answer these questions how y'all want me to answer the questions. Not how Michaela feels like you should answer them. Because mind you, I have hands-on experience in project management. So I'm looking at these questions like, hold on, that's not the right answer. We don't do that. But it's not about that. It's not about what you would do. It's about how they want you to do it. How they want you to answer the questions. And guess what? I took the test a second time. I had a new mindset and I answered the questions how they wanted me to answer the questions. And I passed. I was successful. And this is exactly the mindset we need to have with Yahuwah. His thoughts are not ours. And our thoughts are not his. If Yahuwah created the world, wouldn't he know how to navigate through it? We start losing when we try to navigate the world with our view because it's limited. I've been resisting taking on the new mindset. I've been doing it how I think it should be done, not how Yahuwah knows it should be done. I need to go back to the last thing he told me to focus on, which is creating this podcast and forgiving myself. He can do more with less. I needed to forgive myself in order to see that Yahuwah is trying to do a new thing. Because of unforgiveness and me holding on to perfectionism, I was blinded to the work Yah is trying to do. I was resisting taking on a new mindset. I was trying to do a new thing with an old mindset. But Yahuwah is trying to do a new thing with a new mindset, completely starting from scratch. And I was being given the same test until I decided to take it with a new mindset. And this time I'm choosing to do that. It feels like I've failed twice, so maybe the third time is the charm. I just have to stop resisting and do it how Yahuwah wants me to go about it. He would know how to pass the test. He would know how to get out of the wilderness. I have to replace my will, i.e. my thoughts, with his. You want to know how you can pass your test? You want to know how you can get out the wilderness? You want to know how you can get your life off a repeat and stop making the same mistakes? You take on his mindset. You take on Yah's mindset. Our problem is we try to navigate this world how we feel like we should navigate through it. And that's why you keep on failing. That's why you're not successful. Oh, but what about the people who are taking on worldly mindsets and they're successful? Those people are worldly people. They're Satan's children. I'm just going to be honest. So I'm not surprised it's working for them. Y'all, come on now. We are in the world, but we're not of it. Right now, Satan is ruler. He has the power. I mean, Yahusha has all the power, but Satan is in charge of the world. So he's going to pass on mindsets, ideologies, and his children, worldly people, are going to take on those mindsets, and it's going to work for them. Why wouldn't it work for them? I want y'all to think about that. We are a part of this worldly system. So when people take on worldly ideologies and they implement those, why wouldn't it work for them? They're doing what Satan wants them to do. Of course they're going to be successful. See, our problem is we try to navigate this worldly system with a mindset that is not working for us. Because at the end of the day, Yahusha has the final say. How do I explain this? Satan is ruler over this world, but Yahusha has the final say-so. We try to, okay, think of it like this. Worldly people are going to navigate this world in a worldly manner and they're going to be successful, right? Okay, cool. The problem is when we, people who aren't of the world, we try to navigate the world and we're not successful. We try to take on a worldly mindset and it doesn't work for us. One, first off, because we're set apart. Two, when you take on Yahusha's mindset or you allow him to guide you through this world, he allows you to, what's it called? Not fall for the traps. Does that make sense? He says, hey, there's a pitfall up ahead. Don't go on this path. Go a different path. Because again, Satan is trying to get you caught up to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to trap you. Why would Satan want to trap the people who are already following him? Of course, it looks like they're successful. But Satan knows that you're set apart, that you are not of him. You are not his child, so he's going to try to trap you. And because you refuse to do things how Yahusha wants you to do things, you're failing the test. There's pitfalls. There's traps. There's trick questions on the test. And you keep on having to repeat the test, taking the test. Because you're not allowing Yahusha to guide you. Because you haven't changed your mindset. I hope that makes sense. James 4, verse 7 through 8. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, whether towards somebody else or to yourself, you develop double-mindedness, and double-mindedness develops confusion. What happens when we resist God and submit to the devil unknowingly? What does that look like? Double-mindedness, confusion. And that can be a sign of an unclean heart. And this can lead us to sin, like getting out of Yah's will and pushing our own will. Romans 1, verse 28 through 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boisterous, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. When you are unforgiving and you practice unforgiving, y'all notice the word practice? That means you have a choice. When you are unforgiving and you practice these things, you practice unforgiveness. Yah says in his word that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Imagine dying because you didn't forgive yourself. The Messiah died for you. But then you turn around and you continue to not forgive yourself. He died for you already. But you continue to not forgive yourself, only for you to die the second death. Like, that don't make no sense. And the thing is, people who walk around with unforgiveness in their heart towards other people or for themselves, they approve of other people doing it. This is exactly how you get folks who, they always talking about what somebody did to them. Oh, well, you know, this person did this to me and this, that, and third, and die. And like, yeah, girl, she did that to me, this, that, and third, and blah, blah, blah. Like, you get people who don't forgive other people rooting people on, holding grudges. And half the times it'd be over miscommunication, over stuff that actually can't be resolved. Yahuwah gave people over to a debased mind to do things which are unfitting, i.e., you know, unforgiveness. When you continue to harbor unforgiveness in your heart, whether towards other people or for yourself, he will give you over to a debased mind. So what does this mean? He will allow you not to forgive yourself. He will allow you to condemn yourself. He will allow you to make you feel bad. Woe is me. He will allow you to think that way. I wrote in my journal, I'm just continuing to read, y'all. My unforgiveness of myself led me to unpure in my heart. That don't even make no sense. Oh, led me to an impure heart and led me to double-mindedness and confusion. Yah allowed me to do what I wanted, which was to not forgive myself. But this led me to being blinded to the fact I needed to change my mindset so I could stop ending up in the same place, repeating the same test. I am walking in circles in the wilderness due to my unforgiveness. I was blinded. If I'm double-minded, then I'm definitely not thinking straight. Unforgiveness was keeping me in the past, unable to move forward. Unforgiveness had me blinded to blessings because I was too stuck in the past. Unforgiveness will have you blinded to blessings, y'all. Because I was so, going back to my whole like military thing, because I was so stuck on the past, like, oh, I made a mistake going into military and doing this, that, and third, and because I was beating myself up, because I like felt like I changed just the entire trajectory of my life and I can't get anything back and, you know, this, that, and third, I was overlooking the blessings that I had. One of them being that I'm able to stay with my mom and save money. When I was in the military, I had my own place, own bills on auto pay. Like, I wasn't wanting for nothing. And on top of that, this was pre-COVID and I was an officer. I had a lot of money left over. Let's just say that. So I wasn't wanting for nothing. But now it's like I'm living with my mom and I'm not making as much money per se. Actually, at my last job, I was probably making what I was making when I was a first lieutenant. But see, I was so blinded by unforgiveness within myself that I wasn't seeing the blessing that it is being able to stay with my mom, which is being able to save money. I was so concerned. Oh, I need my own place. Everybody at my age got their own place, at least an apartment and stuff. So I need to get out here and get an apartment and all that. I didn't see the blessing. I didn't see the blessing. And this might throw people for a loop. I didn't see the blessing that it was to be able to stay with my mom because I was able to take a job that I actually wanted, but it wasn't paying as much that I needed it. So as y'all know, I'm from the DMV. It is very expensive around here. Now, unless you want to live smack in the middle of the hood, you're going to pay a decent penny to stay in a decent apartment complex area. I didn't recognize the blessing that I had, that I was able to take a job that wasn't paying me as much, but it was a job that I wanted to do. Right? Actually, the job kind of chose me because somebody referred me to the job. I ain't even applied to it, but I got the job and I liked the job. So that was a blessing. But anywho, I took a job that wasn't paying me as much, but the blessing was I didn't need to get paid as much because I was living at home. There are people who are taking jobs that they don't really want, but it pays the bills. But because I had unforgiveness in my heart and I was so stuck on, oh, making this mistake and this, that, and third, I was blinded by the blessing. I was focused on trying to get my own place, trying to move out, trying to gain my independence again. But I didn't realize the blessing that was right in front of me because I'm too busy trying to gain back what I feel like was stripped from me. God is trying to do a new thing. God is trying to do a new thing in you. Now, where was I? Yahuwah gave me what I wanted, which was to not forgive myself. And I see how unfruitful that is. I want to stop living my life in condemnation. I want to experience the freedom that the Messiah died on the cross for. I want to receive blessings Yahuwah has for me. My mistake doesn't define me and is not bigger than Yahuwah. I need to repent from walking around with unforgiveness in my heart. The grace I show others, I should learn to show to myself. He died for me too. I can't exclude myself. It is so sad how I can get on here on a podcast, on social media, and be like, oh, he died for your sins. You've been forgiven. But here I am not forgiving myself. Here I am not taking that gift for myself either. How sad for you to preach the good news to everybody else when the person you should be preaching it to is yourself, talking to myself. Everybody's receiving this free gift but you. They receiving it for free, but you, for some reason, you feel like you got to pay for it, Michaela. Make it make sense. It don't make sense. This is Satan's plan, to get us to condemn ourselves. And we do this by living in sin and being handed over to what we want for ourselves. And in my case, is unforgiveness. I believe things in my path will clear up now that I recognize where I went wrong. I just want Yahuwah to put me back on track so I can receive the blessings he has for me. And then I put, you know, unforgiveness leads to resistance. Resistance leads to blindness. And blindness leads to repeated mistakes in the wilderness. And that's what, that is all she wrote. That's what I wrote in my journal, y'all. And I just want to kind of leave y'all with this. I know that was a lot. The biggest thing that I've learned so far is to change your mindset. And in order to do that, you have to not only forgive others, but you have to forgive yourself. This is why I kind of focus more so this episode about forgiving yourself, because that's something that goes unchecked. Forgiving others, yeah, but also forgiving yourself. There are people who have forgiven others, but they, for some reason, they feel like their life is still like, why is my life still on repeat? Why am I going through the same things? Because you haven't forgiven yourself. Yahusha is trying to do a new thing in you. He will have you start from level one, and he will tell you what moves to make. The first time you did it, it was on your accord. It was according to your will. But the second time, it needs to be according to his will. But if the second time comes around and is not according to his will, is according to your will, okay. And guess what? You're going to end right back at level one again, and we're going to try it again. Oh, you still want to do it your way? Okay, we're going to go right back to level one again, and we're going to do this again. And you want to know the blessing that I see, y'all, is the fact that I'm able to start again. It's a blessing, and it feels like a curse too, but I think the only curse part about it is the fact that it's just holding a mirror to myself. Like, I have to be held accountable. I guess that's the curse. Me holding myself accountable is a curse. Let me stop. But it's a blessing because you're able to start over, because there are people who don't get that opportunity. And I know that. It's a blessing you're able to start over. It's a blessing to recognize where you went wrong, to actually learn your lesson. I went from the DMV to Florida, well, to the military, DMV to Alabama to Tuskegee, then to Florida, the military. And then I came back to the DMV. Then left the DMV again, went to Denver, Colorado. And then I came back to the DMV. And I said to myself, why am I leaving the DMV, going out, coming back, leaving again, going out, coming back? Why is my life on repeat? Why am I making the same mistakes? And it's because I haven't forgiven others and released them. And it's because I hadn't forgiven myself. I was too busy trying to get back what I feel like has been stripped from me, trying to make up for things. And this entire time, Yah is just like, Michaela, if you just forgive yourself, recognize that you going down this path is not bigger than who I am. I'll put it to you that way. You haven't done so horrible in your life where I am unable to use those things for your good. So once you forgive yourself, I'm able to do a new thing in you, because now the blinders of unforgiveness are removed from you. Now you can think different. And when you think different, you start seeing things different. You start recognizing what I'm trying to do in your life. You're doing all these things trying to get what you lost when I'm the guy who does a lot more with a lot less. So yeah, y'all, I think I'll leave it at that. Might continue this conversation later, but I hope this gives you just a little bit of perspective. Just wanted to share with you guys what I wrote in my journal. Felt like it made a little bit more sense for me just to read what was on my heart when I wrote that journal entry. It was, I believe it was December 5th when I wrote the journal entry. Yeah, y'all. But again, what's today date? It is December 30th. It's now 3 o'clock, 3:50 in the morning, 2024. So by the time y'all hear this, it will be 2025. But yeah, y'all, I appreciate you tuning in to another episode. I hope this was edifying to you guys. And just to get you to think, if anything, just realize how unforgiveness and harboring that in your heart and developing a hardened heart will keep you from the blessings that Yah has for you. He does not withhold good from us. It is us who resist him. It is us who resist him. So don't resist him. Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time.